Hey everyone, my name is Tommy Comfort and you are listening to the Tommy Comforts podcast. Today I am joined by a very good friend of mine, Iffy Alexis Lee. She is a minister, a speaker. She is the founder of Love Limitless, which is a ministry that helps young women become more like Christ. Welcome, Iffy.
Hey, Tommy. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. So today we're going to be talking to you about preparing for difficult seasons. What does that look like? What characters do we need to cultivate in order to deal with the storms of life when they do come? This podcast is inspired by Matthew 7, 24 to 27, when Jesus is talking about whoever hears this word of mine and applies them is like a man who built his house on the rock. The rain came and the floods came and the house stood. But whoever does not listen to these words of mine is like a man who built his house on sand. The rain came and the storm came and the house was knocked over. And I think this looks like us sometimes when we are going through good seasons in life. When everything's going well, everything's rosy, we forget to actually prepare for the difficult seasons. We forget to prepare for the raining season, the flood seasons, the times when life can become overwhelming. We find ourselves quickly overwhelmed by life because we haven't built our storm shelters, because we haven't built our lives, like Jesus said, on the rock. The difference between the rock and the sand is the word of God. Building our lives on the word of God, letting the word of God be the foundation that our lives are laid on. Both people built their house. And sometimes we can see buildings and see and accredit that you're an amazing person. You're doing great things. You seem like a man and a woman of God. But underneath that, what is the foundation of your life? Is it built on social media? Or is it built on other things that are sinking sand, essentially?
I think one thing I love about that parable is that, for me, whenever I read it, sand represents quick, cheap. It's the easy option. It's the easy route. And I think that we live in the generation of microwave ministers or just microwave ministry in general. And we think that I can do this quick. I don't need the process. Yeah. I mean, to make a house out of brick, you don't just need brick. You need so many other composites, so many other materials in order to make it sturdy. Whereas sand, you just put some sand together and you make a house.
Yeah.
For me, building on the rock means ensuring that I'm going through the right processing, making sure the word of God is going deep into my heart to reconfigure my substance. You know, without getting too deep, I'm reminded of how God told Ezekiel to eat the scroll, to eat it, to let the word become one with you. And that's what it means to build on the rock. It's more than just I'm going to hear the word and just be a hearer alone. But it's about being a hearer and a doer of the word of God. And to become a doer, it means that the word has gone in deep into your soul. So those things are important. And as we mentioned, you know, the house was built even before the storm came. And that's the case of all of us. The house is built before the storm comes. And whether you've built on the rock or on the sand, it will be evidence in the time of the storm. So every single one of us is building, whether you're aware of it or not. If you're not aware of it, you're more than likely building on the sand. But we're building something. And the storms of this life will come. And when they do come, what is going to happen to the house? I mean, the house that was built on the rock, I'm sure the storm came and, you know, it could feel the wind beating against it. And, you know, it stood the test of time. We need to be more aware of, God, what am I actually building on? What am I building my life based on? Is it based on myself? Is it based on what I want? Is it based on what's quick and easy and cheap? Am I sacrificing what's quick and easy and cheap? Or am I giving to you that which you require? Am I allowing myself to go through the processes of life in order to have a house that's built on the rock and not just built on sand? So we need to be aware of this. We're building whether we know it or not. Mm-hmm. And we're building based on the decisions we're making every single day. Every decision we make is part of that building. That is part of what we're making, the making of our lives. And we just have to be aware, even before the storm comes, we have built a house, but is that house going to stand? Is it going to withstand the storm? If you are built on the rock, which is Jesus Christ, if you are built on the word, Jesus Christ, you will withstand the storm. Mm-hmm. So yes, the storm might be built and beating on the house and stuff like that, but it will withstand the storm because the foundation is correct. If you're built on the sand, there's not much hope. you have to demolish that and start again. Because if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? You have to start again. Father, let me go back to the principles, go back to the basics, go back to the elementary things of the faith and start again. Start ingesting the word. Start with the milk of the word. Move on to the mature, into the meat of the word, and start that process of building your house on the rock.
Yeah, knowing your word for yourself, not relying on YouTube, not relying on Sunday church, because church isn't just what we do on a Sunday, our pastor always says. Church is what we do Monday to Sunday. Our lives cannot just depend on the word of the preacher on Sunday. Our lives need to depend on the word of God. The Bible says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. So then the question will be, are you living by bread alone? Is your life just based on social media? Is your life just based on what other people are feeding you? Is your life just based on the value that other people have placed on you? Or do you have an identity in Christ that supersedes that, that goes beyond just what people say about you and what people think about you, or what you just think about yourself? Something that is amazing is that when we come into Christ, we have a new identity. Our new identity is that we are sons and we are daughters, and God is our Father. And when we see ourselves that way, our behavior change, our mindsets change, the way we take authority over situations change. Something that we need to learn in seasons that are good, that seem so jolly, is actually how to pray. How to pray over ourselves, how to pray over situations, how to pray for other people. It is a time for us to cultivate prayer times and quiet times, because it is these things that we'll take into the difficult seasons. It is these things that we'll take into the difficult times. It is not enough to be in a good season and just relax in it and just be happy in it. I mean, it's amazing to be happy, but there's something about being able to find joy in difficult seasons. There's something about being able to find joy when nothing around you looks joyful. There's something about being able to find peace when nothing around you looks peaceful. And that takes knowing the word of God. That takes living by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. Because we live by faith. We don't live by sight. We don't live by what we can see, what seems to be going on around us. Just thinking about Peter, the moment Peter took his eyes off Jesus, he started to drown. And sometimes we will drown and wallow in self-pity and in insecurity when we take our eyes off Jesus. We'll find ourselves sinking and we'll find ourselves being overwhelmed because we're not looking at Jesus. We're making the situation bigger than who our God is. And it is in trying situations that we know who our God is.
Yeah. And one thing I love about the story of Peter is that the Bible says that he began to sink. Now, sinking is not a process. You're sinking or you're not sinking. Do you know what I mean? But it says he began to sink. And it just kind of shows just how compromise seeps into our lives incrementally. Just how much doubt seeps into our lives incrementally. It's not just a quick, all right, that's it, I don't believe, that's it. You know, all of those stuff. But it's incremental. It's how am I making sure I'm not compromising? How am I making sure my eyes are fixed on Jesus? Because it's slowly that these things overtake us. It says that Peter began to sink bit by bit. Began to sink.
Yeah.
So we need to be aware of the things that are making
the subtle messages that are sent to us through movies, through music, through the people around us. Who are the people speaking into your life? Who has a microphone of your life that is speaking? Because the power of life and death is in the tongue. So whoever you allow to speak into your life will shape the outcome of your life, will shape the direction that your life is in. Whatever your belief system is will shape the direction of your life. So believe the truth. Believe the truth. Ask the Holy Spirit, what are the lies that I have believed? And this is an amazing question. Me and Ify pray this all the time. What are the lies that I have believed? What are the lies I have believed about you? What are the lies I have believed about the situation? What are the lies I have believed about my season? And what is the truth? What is the truth? Teach me to know the truth, to see things the way you do, to see things through your eyes, to see things with an eternal perspective. Because when we start to see beyond the present, when we start to see beyond what is now, and we start to see in light of eternity, our perspective will change. That situation that seems so difficult, so overwhelming, we understand that it's building our character. We understand that God is going above and beyond in building us into himself. Something that I love, and a quote that I always repeat, is that God allows us to go through seasons for a reason. God is intentional. He doesn't keep us in a space or in a time if he doesn't have to. I just want to encourage you all, as you listen to this podcast, to spend time in your word. That has been the biggest thing on my heart recently. Just spending time in the word, allowing the word to go beyond words on the page, but not allowing it to be something that shapes our lives, our truths, and the way that we live. Allowing it to shape our decisions, that we are not just hearers of the word, but we are doers of the word. When we look into the mirror of the word, we are convicted to change, and we are convicted to change our hearts and our lives to look like Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for tuning in. Iffy Alexis also has a podcast. You can find it on iTunes and on SoundCloud at Iffy Alexis. Follow her on social media, Instagram, Twitter at Iffy Alexis, and see what she gets up to, because she has an amazing ministry. I think you'll be very blessed by a lot of what she does. Check out Love Limitless on Instagram and Twitter as well, and on YouTube. Thank you so much for being with me, Iffy Alexis Lee.
My pleasure. My pleasure, sis.
Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions, feel free to tweet me or to Instagram me at Tommy Comforts. Until next time, God bless.